Your food safety manager is taking a vacation over the holidays, and a number of floor workers are off. So, how do you keep food safety top of mind while also managing production with a reduced crew who are likely thinking and chatting more about getting home for cookies and presents and family gatherings than focusing on the task at hand? I'm your TAG Talks host, Lisa Lupo, and today I'm welcoming TAG Food Safety Director Ranjit Kaur to provide some tips on keeping food safety in the holidays while still keeping with the holiday spirit. Welcome, Ranjit.
Thank you, Lisa.
So let's first talk about why we need to be talking about food safety during the holidays when we really kind of would rather be thinking about eating cookies and singing carols.
True. Cookies are fun, especially in the holiday season. But, food safety don't take a vacation or holiday. So even when Santa's elves are on break, production lines still run. If the food safety team is not covered, factories continuously making products, shipping products. You know what, Lisa? Someone might put gingerbread in freezer, then in oven where it's supposed to go. So yeah, it could be trouble if we
Okay.
don't do it right.
So, what happens if our senior food safety manager decides to, I don't know, disappear into a snowstorm for a couple weeks?
Yeah, it can happen. Their flights can stuck due to loss of travel. So many things can happen in holidays. So that's exactly where deputies exist. So we are using the word deputies. We use it in similar different ways. So mostly there should be someone backing up the job of one individual food safety person who is not available for any reason, and at least one person should be assigned as a deputy who can cover that food safety manager who decides in a snowstorm or something happened to him. So this is like Santa's backup elves. They know the ropes, they can handle the magic. But most importantly, important thing is like by doing everything, we have to keep the food safe. That's the responsibility. If we choose to continue send foods to the families, we have to keep it safe at the manufacturing. There is no break in the factory for that reason.
Okay. So you talked about deputy. Who decides who that is? Can we just kind of pick a person that maybe that makes the best hot chocolate?
Yes, it's a nice try. Deputies are chosen based on the competency, and the knowledge and the ability to take on the task. And task can be a regular coverage of the production or can be handling a crisis call. So it cannot be anyone. It's more on how there are some skill jobs like making some cocoa and some kind of special mixing of the bread for like the dough for the bakery. So it's really important to make sure that people who we assigned as deputies are at least can keep cover that critical part of the business if needed, while the experienced person is not available.
Okay. So, what are some of the things that the deputy should actually be doing while the seniors are away?
So the deputies can handle lots of things as something can happen on the production line, non-conforming products are released. So there has to be some quick fixes to be done. Quick holds can be done because somebody has to make the call if the product is not coming out right as it's supposed to be. And handling the deviations and failures in the production line. Finished product release, like there must be a protocol for sometimes they have a protocol to wait for certain results before you release the finished product. But if the deputy is not aware of those requirements, we could be having an unapproved without following the protocol of finished product release. Product is released to commerce. And another bigger one is FDA calls. like who, how to handle regulatory calls if they are coming for some reason. And also the major important one is the customers' calls. Like if your retailers are opening long extended hours to supply the food to the people during the holidays, then there is a chances that somebody will be monitoring their desks as well. So that deputy should know how to handle those crisis calls, the regulatory calls, handling internal failures, making sure no unsafe product leaves the building. So yeah, they have to do a lot of things actually. Yeah.
Okay. So with a lot of people taking vacation on and off at different times, how do we make sure that people know who is in and who is out at what time?
Yeah, so how do we make sure that people are who's in or out? So this is a pre-planning. Like we have to pre-plan how who will be covering who. Communication, internal communication, updating your org chart, your organizational chart should show who is deputy of who. Like if Ranjit is on vacation, Lisa is covering, and vice versa. And we should have a kind of cheat sheet checklist for the deputies, so that if we remember, deputies are also having their own jobs. They are not
Right.
only covering, like Ranjit is not only covering Lisa, and Ranjit has their own long jobs. So how can we make sure that the cheat sheet checklist is giving ideas to make them prepared for what they need to do in case they need to act as a deputy, and share the emergency context? Like in the food industry, the way we all work, Lisa, we know we are available. So there is always an emergency contact list for some serious concerns. If somebody need to get a hold of, who, where is that list in your organization? It should be accessible to everyone who is covering each other during the holiday season. Think of it as your holidays nice list for food
Okay.
safety. Everyone knows who's in the naughty list, like they are absent, and who's in the nice list, who's on duty. So this is a
Okay.
time to shine, actually, for deputies to go and do what they are supposed to do once in a while and do it well with the proper planning.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those are some nice lists that you've provided. What else should we remember?
We should remember, it's like I connect food safety with the holiday spirit. Like food safety is a gift that keeps keeps on going. So it's like we are giving. So our services, the whoever is in the food safety job, they are giving assurance that the food made under their supervision is wholesome. It will make the dining table of holiday dinner bright and fun and happy, not really lead into any foodborne illness and somebody end up in bad story of holiday dinner. So even during Christmas, we treat that food safety as a given. And the best thing to do is cross train your team. So one of the things which I always tell our clients that you should test that. Like sometimes it's not holiday season, but let's test who can take care of those some deputy jobs when someone is not available. Let's do a role play, plan for a kind of exercise together, and also one of the important thing is plan for absenteeism, like. Production and QA, although they are two seen as two different departments, but they can cover each other.
Right.
Right? So if production supervisor and QA supervisor both are leaving, then that is a bigger gap than production manager and supervisor leaving, because you can complement each other with with some of the jobs to be shared, because the expectation of production and QA is to make sure the product is coming out safe with efficiency and all stuff they do. A well-prepared deputy can keep our cookies not burnt during our Christmas season, and also keeping our shrimp fully cooked, so it doesn't go like our cocktail shrimp is cooked, expected to be nice appetizer. It should be keeping that way so people remember and can return back next year. So safety for everyone. I think cross-training and planning of proper holiday leave. And communication internally by posting some of those checklists in a prominent place where everybody can access. I think we are good. We can still enjoy our dinners with our families if we do this right.
Okay. So any other kind of maybe final tips to help make it all easier and keep it a little stress-free during the holidays?
That's a very good point. I think the major one is a documentation. Like if we are having a job descriptions of a main person, main in charge of the role, and we should also have a job description of deputies, how they are acting in they need if they need to act on a certain role, internal procedures, who to call if there is someone no show due to some reason.
All right.
Somebody has a very nice dinner and they could not get up tomorrow morning. So we don't know. So things can happen. And we should have a pre-holiday briefing. Like everybody knows, we all are waiting for the next 2 weeks, somewhere in and out, working. How can we do a meeting before everybody goes into that mode so deputies know what to expect from them? And celebrate small wins. Maybe a small cookie break, like, and keeps the food safe for everyone else who's on vacation, and keeps sending the safe food to the sale to the community. There's a lot to do here, but at the same time, if we know who is my deputy, if I know what I'm gonna do, or if I'm a deputy of Lisa, I should know what Lisa do, which I can do, but I cannot do what Lisa do 100%. I can at least take care of the crisis, the major important tasks that those are non-negotiable. We can do that. So it's more about documentation, knowing each other's roles and responsibilities, and having a deputy well trained to take on. And then we can always celebrate that as a win. Our successes continue supplying safe foods if we promise that level throughout, consistent. There's no excuse that holidays are there so we can make up CCP failed and send the product. So
Okay.
there is lots of tips, but these are the few I want to share today.
Yeah. And another tip we'd like to add, though, once you are off the clock, kick back, put up your feet, and just enjoy a cup of cocoa or whatever your favorite beverage is in front of a nice roaring fire, even if it's a TV on a TV screen, whatever it takes. So
That's
I want to
true.
thank you, Ranjit, for giving us some great holiday tips on how to get through them, being a little stress-free, even when we don't have everybody around. It was fun to kind of take a bit of a lighter tone and celebrate the holidays while still providing some solid expert tips on managing your plant and keeping the food safe. So we just want to wish you all the best of the holidays and safe eating. Thanks, Ranjit.
Same here. Thank you. Same here. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We are here to help. We are on crisis calls. So bring it
Yes, we
on.
are.
But hopefully, you have a good deputy. You don't need those. So let's see how you do that. Thank you.
Thank you.